person is very upset about what Trump's doing. She's, and that's coming up next segment. He doubled down even more during the press conference. We've got more clips disavowing his constituents. I mean, this is crashing out. I mean, but it's crashing up. See, that's what happens with people that don't give up, that are under too much pressure. They turn into barbarian, berserking Vikings. And Trump's a thoroughbred Scott German. And the whole family's got incredible longevity. And I mean, he's a piece of work, man. And so he is fire breathing now. Absolutely insane. I mean, again, the issue is not Epstein List. It's Trump's behavior over it. And it's, you know, the Democrats are taking what I say and then, you know, misrepresenting it. And that's their problem. I can't sit here and comport what I say because they're going to take 30-second clips out of context and they're going to lie. I can't live by that. If people want mindless sound bites, then this is not the broadcast for you. And I'm not trying to win a popularity contest with the viewers and listeners. Though we're getting 90% support, which I never operate off of how I get support, which makes it even more frightening because I don't want Trump to fail. And it's very paradoxical. But the vast majority of even the influencers and people that have been nothing but, you know, absolute devotees to a really sycophantic level to Trump. It's not saying Trump's bad overall, but I mean, their behavior has been very sycophantic. Even the thoroughbred sycophants are like, what, why? Well, then why? Okay, if you're going to move on from it, Trump, why do you keep hitting the beehive and doing, I mean, when I said he couldn't do things worse to Streisand effect this to the next level, Streisand to the 10th power, Streisand squared, Streisand to 11, he's done it now, attacking his constituents and saying, I don't want you here, you're excommunicated. If you don't just shut up. And you know, what will it be next week? What will the next thing that we've got to just do whatever you say be? That's not how America operates. So I don't respond very well to being slapped around. I'm not really, you know, in the street walker category where, you know, the pimp slaps me around and puts cigarettes out on my arm. So but I'm going to be measured about it. I'm not going to let being slapped around or the attempt to make me overreact to this. I'm just going to coldly say this is a disaster. This is an unholy fiasco. And then stuff out of the DOJ saying, we don't care if federal court ruled and it's class action suit and the FDA agrees with it and HHS. Yeah, we're not going to take fluoride out because the U.S. Chemical Council wants to keep dumping deadly poison in the water. And then I see, you know, some Trump supporters going, how do you know this is true? Jones just said it. I'll only show you the damn ruling. It's in the news. You think I'm happy about that? And then it's more. Still, overall, Trump's doing good, but it was 98%. Then it was 95%. Now it's 90%. And it's moving the wrong direction quickly. And I am simply saying, please pray for President Trump. Please pray that God touch his heart and whatever demonic force is influencing him to be self-destructive, then in the name of Jesus, that spirit of Satan be bound, and that spirit get behind Trump. Get out of his way, Satan. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Incredible pressure forged in the fires of the globalist attacks on him, his family, and our nation. And now he is a dangerous weapon forged in spiritual cultural war. But you have to understand now that his angry outbursts at his constituency and the bizarre, reckless flip-flopping of the last 10 days is beyond dangerous. And is total blood in the water for the sharks. And those of us predicting and showing and predicting with precision the unfolding train wreck and fiasco are not the bad people. But again, I don't even say that in a defense of myself from our listeners, because 90%+ agree with us, which is even more horrifying. You're like, well, wait, people agreeing with you is good, right? Yeah, I don't want to be right that this is really freaking people out. I mean, yesterday, yeah, Bondi's going to release the stuff now. We're going to, you know, have a special counsel, you know, come out through the surrogates. And then hours later, nah, you're crazy. We talk about it. It's all a hoax. And we're like, boy, that's not good. That's really bad. And then I played a clip earlier from the press conference where he says these are dumb people, my former constituents. And so there's two more clips. Trump on whether he is disavowing past supporters who are pushing transparency over the Epstein files. I lost a lot of faith in certain people because they got duped by the Democrats. Just in, President Trump says Pam Bondi can release any credible documents from the Epstein files. Okay, that's okay. Okay, so there's nothing there, but she can release it. Okay, just leave it at that then. Yeah, whatever's credible, she can release. He's dead, he's gone. Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook, no different than Russia, 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 the other hoaxes. And they did control the file, and I agree with that. I do not agree with the bizarre, crazy, destructive handling of this. MTG has weighed in big time. She's a woman of credibility and a good person, just like you are. I mean, I know the majority of you are just completely freaked out by this. Their new scam, he wrote on Truth Social, is what will we forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters have bought into this BS hook, line, and sinker. No, he didn't. Trump sees headlines about me. It's mainly me. Alex Jones turns on Trump. Alex Jones divorces Trump. Alex Jones hates Trump. Well, you should know not to believe CNN, Trump. No, what I've been saying is chronicling all of this. And I got a lot of other stuff we need to hit. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open the phones up, get Harmon in there, fire up the telephones. We should be talking to listeners about this. We're talking about not just the Epstein case and that and the Mossad and the CIA. We already know all that. You're welcome to talk about it. No. What do you make of all the flip-flopping and 180s and bizarre behavior the last 10, 11 days? And how do we extricate Trump from this? How do we deal with this? I mean, I really want your opinion. I get a lot of great ideas from calls, and I read the comments on X. That's why I ask questions on X. I don't just do it to get engagement. I'm sitting there reading it because I feed off of that. And I can only just tell you what I think here. That's why it's long-winded, is because, I mean, I just can't quit thinking about this. I went to bed about, you know, 11 o'clock last night, woke up at 3 over this, couldn't go back to sleep. I just, because of, you know, his statements. Oh, yeah, Bonnie will release whatever. That's fine. Okay, great. And by the way, anybody that asks questions, you're evil and bad, and, you know, in the same day. And I'm just like, what? Like, again, you couldn't come up with a way to blow this up bigger. Like I said on Sunday, I did a report, and I said, no, listen, Trump, I'm not trying to tell you how to cover stuff up or anything. I mean, seriously. But if you want people to stop talking about it, stop talking about it. And you don't do that by telling people there's nothing there and that they shouldn't talk about it. No, 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 no. That's the opposite of not talking about it. Telling people to not talk about something, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, is the opposite of not talking about something. I just have a problem here with the illogical thing that's happening. I mean, we know the Democrats destroyed all the real meat and potatoes. We know, obviously, they were going to stick a bunch of time bombs and disinfo and probably AI stuff and, you know, child porn other people made. I mean, that's probably all true what Bondi's saying. I mean, what do you think the Comeys are going to leave in New York and then drop a dime on themselves? Oh, we've got stuff hidden here. Please don't get it. Please. No, we're not going to give it to you. And they come back and tell Trump, this is what's in it, sir. And he goes, what? That's not true. And then suddenly, Elon leaves and says Trump's in there. Doesn't say doing something bad, but he's in there. And then Trump's like, it's a hoax. It's a lie. And he's pissed off because they've set him up again, like the Ukraine gate, the Russia gate, the E. Jean Carroll. Now, he said, I'm innocent. I never met this woman. $18 million judgment. Or whatever it was. Look it up. I think the first one was like $8 million or something. And the next was like $75 million. Look up the E. Jean Carroll judgments. And they said, you're found civilly liable, not for ever assaulting her, but for saying you never met her and she's a liar. For saying he's innocent. You think Trump's a little pissed off having to sit through two trials of that with that crazy cat woman in there who wore a dress on Vogue and said, this is what he raped me in or grabbed me in. And then it turned out they had never sold that dress for 2.5 years later. $83 million. But the first one was like, what was it, $8 million? I forget. Let's just see if my memory serves. See, I said 70-something. I can't remember all this crap. So I can see his body language. I've been through some similar things. And I still love Trump. But I kept asking who's giving him this horrible advice. It's him. I said it last Monday, first to say it. It's Trump behind all this. He admits it. All you people that said, oh, you're attacking Trump, it's Bondi. You're wrong again. I'm right again. And it's not about, oh, I'm smart. I don't mean our general audience, but people out there, you know who you are. I'm trying to stop nuclear war. I'm trying to stabilize the currency just like Trump is. I'm fighting hard for my future and your future collectively. Have a little bit of respect when somebody's got a track record of 98%. Bunch of Johnny-come-latelys came and find their ass with both hands, don't know anything. You get 4 phone calls from the White House this morning? No, I don't think you did. You on Steve Bannon's show tomorrow? No, I don't think you did. You pick the phone up and call Joe Rogan right now or Tucker Carlson? No, I don't think you can. Can I get on the phone and get Trump on the phone by tonight? Yeah, I can. Could I get invited to the White House in Mar-a-Lago in the last 6 months? Yeah. Did I go? No. Not because I'm too cool. It's not my bag, man. I'm the wizard off in the wilderness. Always staying away from the glitz and the glamour. I'm in my cave. And I come out of my cave when the sun rises in the morning and walk through the forest. And I come out of my cave at night when the stars are shining bright. And I think about the world and the universe and how things operate and envision the way through this tumultuous, dangerous storm we're in. You don't see Merlin in the archetype of King Arthur hanging out at the parties, at the feast in the throne room. You just see a glimmer of Merlin, and then the sword and the lake and the lady of the lake and the sword appears. And then the king takes the sword. See, I'm about the precursor to the future movement. Bringing in the resistance, bringing in the global resistance, bringing in the Great Awakening. And my time is not done yet. But I will recede into mystery, into the mist of time when my work is complete, but not yet. And again, that's an archetype. We're all different archetypes. There's the jester, and there's the king, and there's the magician, and there's the maiden, and there's the huntsman. We all wear different caps at different times. But no, this broadcast is the chronicler. I alone can tell you the days of great adventure. And you're definitely living in the days of great adventure right now, aren't you? And even now, right at this key point, our enemies, like in the third Matrix, are drilling into Zion. Literally, I mean, there's like rocks falling out. Robots are starting to spill in. But that's okay, because they've got to attack the city. They've got to attack the beacon. And in that, it only brings more people. And if they strike me down, strike this idea down, we will simply become more powerful than they can possibly imagine. Yes, the globalists are masters of evil. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil. That's all. Yes, you're masters of evil. Wow, I'm very impressed. He's all right. You know nothing about evil, or you wouldn't be at its feet worshiping it. You fools. You cannot wield real evil. You're a joke. You're a hoax. You're a fraud. You're a counterfeit. You're losers. And you know you're losers, globalists, so that's why you want to claw all of us into hell with you. And now you have beaten Trump upside the head with hammers over hot coals so long. You have created the new thing we've got. And take a good look at it, because it's your doom. But that's your boss's goal in the end, is claw us all into hell with you. But see, you guys don't ever really consciously think about that. That's why it's important for me to not just talk to the general public of hardworking, good, God-fearing, loving people, but I'm here to let the bad guys know how the cow ate the cabbage. And I'm here to say the things about the Trump administration that everybody else around him is too scared to say, or too sycophantic. But they're not, there's not a lot of sycophant stuff going on. No, this isn't like the first administration. A lot of people are scared. Oh, yeah, they're scared. Because of where the world is right now and how much danger we're all in and the crossroads we're at and the fact that we got a new and improved Trump. Oh, he's got more energy. Oh, he's more focused. Oh, he's a lot meaner. You think what you're seeing on TV is what's really going on? No. No, old Trumpy's something else behind the scenes when they're having serious meetings. Oh, he's real nice at dinner with Joe Rogan last week. But not in the war room. It's a new 2.0. Basically has laser beams shooting out of his eyes now. It is dark Trump. We now have dark Trump. Oh, they always said he was dark. He wasn't dark. Big old sweetie pie, really. But they got him now. And that's what happens when you mess with people too long who aren't quitters. You create something extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous when it's in the most powerful position in the world. But it's better than you guys being in control. And if we're going to be judged by the leaders God has seen fit to keep alive and put in power, then so be it. But I just want all of Trump's enemies to know something. You have lost 100%. And those of you that aren't completely demonically possessed need to back off of Trump. You know, that's really my message to the Democrats, the globalists, the Soroses, the Iranians, the Chi-Coms. And the Russians have already done this. They're being pretty hands-off, but they're not being pushed around. Is leave Trump alone and back off. And a lot of establishments already done it. They understand this is serious stuff, okay? And the political realignment, the perfect storm, the planets aligning, just all of it is, and then the mindset Trump's in, it's not good. And, you know, if you think seeing him do reckless stuff like freaking out about the Epstein list because he knows they put a bunch of BS in there and the way he's handled it, we don't want him to start handling other stuff really bad. Because he's not going to get unpopular, and he's not going to be out of power, for another 3.5 years. And he's doing a lot of great work. And I already had decided to move off of this story and then just cover it when news was here or there when I had a responsibility to, because I don't like being sucked into the leftist media misrepresented, but I still got to tell the truth. So I'm engaging, you know. Whether I'm doing more harm than good by talking about this a lot, not because I'm doing anything bad, but how they take it out of context. And at the end of the day, I just can't operate. Whereas, you know, I just can't tell the truth because they're going to twist it. That's their fault. Justice be done by the heavens fall. But I've had the serious intention to move on to other things. And then Trump just continues to flip-flop and 180 on a daily basis and bleed out politically. I don't mean like dying. I mean, it's like chumming the water. And I just had to tell you what's going on with Trump. So I've said it. I'm going to move on. I got a few more clips of him and some other things. And then I'm going to take calls on it. But I'm going to move on myself, interspersed with a bunch of other news. Israel attacking Syria following religious persecution of Druze. We've got 7% of Spaniards want mass deportations, including most in the Socialist Party, but the globalists won't let it happen. Same thing in Germany. We've got D.C. looks like a third world hellhole. Texas congressman, it is. And we've got the letter released by the FBI now of the guy that says he works for Walls and was going around to kill everybody to blame it on Republicans. Of course, I got blamed immediately along with Trump. Hour after it happens, oh, I'm his roommate. He loves Trump and Alex Jones. I'm like, 3 days before, I said, maybe they'll kill a bunch of Democrats and blame Trump and me. Happens 3 days later. Yeah, look, they don't like Trump. They don't like me. Anybody they don't like is good. But the fact that Tucker and MTG and myself and everybody are really freaked out, it's because we see this and we see Trump doing things that logically make no sense. I'm going to take your calls on this issue and what you think we should do, why you think Trump's doing this, where you think this is going. Should I cover it more? Should I cover it less? I don't even want to cover it. It's like watching your house burn down. You know, you wake up, there's smoke, you get out of the house, it's burning, the fire department pulls up, you watch your house collapse. I never had that happen to me, but it happened to our neighbor's house. I remember coming out when I was a little kid, my, you know, my nightshirt and underwear. And it was the winter. And just watching their house cave in and watching the family next door and just seeing embers go over to our house, the fire department shooting water on our roof, and having the neighbors come and stay with us a couple days. But that's what I just can't quit looking. It's like, oh. I mean, Trump right now is like a mansion that's got 5 or 6 wings, and one wing is engulfed in flames right now. And I'm like, fire trucks, get in there, put it out. And Trump's running around with gasoline cans up and down the hallways about to light the whole thing on fire. I mean, that's what I see. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll be right back with your phone calls on MTG, on Trump, and more. Stay with us.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at the alexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out PowerPlant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made PowerPlant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the PowerPlant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called PowerPlant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about PowerPlant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to tell you from all the research I have, all my understanding, exactly what's happening with Trump, and then I'm going to go to some major news from John Solomon, who's a very respected, dead-on guy who interviewed Trump yesterday privately and said Trump is going to appoint a special counsel. We, of course, broke that news yesterday, but it's confirmed when Solomon says it. He met with Trump yesterday, privately at length. Great investigative journalist. He told Steve Bannon that today. So that's good. But it's oxymoronic or counterintuitive to then have Trump berate his constituency and say, stop talking about it. No, come out and explain they've had the file. Explain that the Democrats, it's a setup. I believe that. That's all they ever do. Would they not only put stuff in there that would hurt Trump or his supporters or his orbit? That's all they do. So that makes perfect sense. So now he's totally pissed. He wasn't before about the Epstein thing. Of course that's what they did. Why didn't we think of that? I'm like, well, they'll get rid of any evidence about themselves, but they'd obviously, with reports or witnesses or made up Jane Doe's, say whatever they wanted. I've been saying that over the weekend. And now Trump is intensely saying it. So then why berate your constituents? I'll get to that in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour, I'll get into it. We've survived so many times the deep state's attempts to shut us down, and they have egg all over their faces. I noticed almost 2 weeks ago when they got the state court that ran the rigged trial in Austin, the literal Soros judge, they run for office here. He totally financed her. To appoint another receiver, and the last receiver committed suicide a few months ago, but the federal court was blocking him because the court case was still in federal court. So this is major news. The Sandy Hook Democrat Party people, call them the families, they're just the placeholders for these Democrats openly, Bloomberg and the rest of them, Obama, Hillary, it's all come out, FBI operation, CIA operation, it's in court now, admitted. They abandoned their claims. They're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions, billions, they just abandoned them. That just happened yesterday. So I get here and my lawyer didn't even call me, he's just here this morning. We met over there for an hour. And he said, yeah, this is wild. So, because they know I never had a bunch of money. They already knew that. They had all the, you know, the court have four different investigative groups come in and had the IRS audit me and all the rest of it. And the IRS goes, yeah, you're owed $4.3 million for the last 5 years. You overpaid. But I was in bankruptcy, so it went to them. And that was the big chunk of money they got. And then I had a little 127-acre emergency retreat outside Austin. And they got that, and that was it. And like $100,000 of guns and $50,000 of watches and a Ford Excursion that was like 8 years old. Oh, wow, this is a lot of stuff. And so they've dropped. But notice you don't see that in the news. Did you know why they dropped it? Because that would have kept it in federal court, where the judge is still trying to get somebody to buy the company, but they won't let them do it through the Justice Department. They block it while they run around saying, I'm hiding money that they know I don't have. And now they're in state court saying, we want money. We want the equipment. And we're suing his wife and his parents, saying they have hidden money, which they've already been audited by outside firms and spent millions defending themselves and were cleared and thought they signed an agreement that my lawyers told my parents' lawyers, you're not fully released here. This was in January. I told my dad and mom. And they said, look, they know we don't have any money. They know we've spent millions fighting this. They know the house is double mortgaged. They know. They wouldn't do that to us. And my lawyers said, we can't talk to your parents, but you got to talk to them. They said, there's a proviso here. They can still sue you. And they did again to put them on the street. And my dad had a car wreck 3 or 4 months ago. He hadn't been to the doctor in years and major cardiac issues. One of the two arteries to his brainstem is closed. That's why he's been off and on. Like, he'll be super smart and like doesn't even know who he is, falls down all the time. We tried to get him a neurologist and all the rest of it, but he wouldn't do it. And now he's had all the tests, and dozens of tests and all the CAT scans and the radioactive iodine in his arteries and scan it all. And, it's like they can't even operate on the brainstem, obviously. And through his lawyers, they already knew this. And they're like, yeah, we're going to sue him now. I mean, that's like, a gazelle with a broken leg and the lions just boom. And these are really nice people. These are quality people. And in their thing, they don't want me to even have money for attorney's fees so I can defend myself. And they just want to sue and harass and put me on the street. Well, that's what this is. And they want to close these doors. So all the embarrassments, their fake auction they got caught in, and all of it can look legitimate now. Of course that's not going to happen. Everywhere I go on the street, all over the country, people are like, oh, that was a scam. The whole thing was a fraud, show trial. People, 90% see through them now. used to be like 50-50. So it's going to be a giant fiasco, total harassment. And that's fine. And my dad's having these surgeries in late August. And and they just don't care. It's funny. And they hired PI groups out of Dubai to try to infiltrate us. And we knew they were doing it, so we surveilled them back. We got all that. We got a bunch of other stuff they did that we haven't released yet. And a bunch of other huge news that I was going to release last week, and I just got busy and didn't because I couldn't see spending airtime on it. But I shot a report last Monday. And then just all this Trump stuff, I never released it, and now more's happened. So in the fourth hour, the report's 30 minutes long, I'll tell you exactly what's going on, and then I'll give you that big, huge news. Where not only did the Justice Department give grants to the people suing me, they didn't just admit they coordinated it all. They gave the money to these tax-free foundations for gun control with the families they're suing me running it, who pay themselves huge salaries on top of the 70-something million from Remington and all the rest of it, the hundreds of millions they raise off my name, they admit, while they say I raise money off them, total lie. And then when they get the grant money, a week later, Koskov and Koskov puts in its billing of the exact amount, and then they're paid that. They have a name for that. It's called, let's just say it appears to be classical money laundering. And then we've got that's more like an ace of diamonds. We got an ace of spades. We got something even worse. Cut and dry. And then I've had some interesting phone calls and contacts from people. Very close to the case. So it's time to play those cards. And so I just literally cannot spend the time on myself. I get here this morning. My lawyer's like, you weren't answering my text. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm focused on Trump. Well, I'm here. You need to come in here. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, you're not very freaked out. I'm like, look, God's in control here. And is this information not devastating? No, it's never anything like it. It's totally devastating. I'm like, then just whatever. I appreciate you being so concerned. At least I got lawyers now that actually care and are competent and have courage. But here's what I'm going to say. I need your support. I don't own the Alex Jones store. So a sponsor does. It's fun to the Alex Jones Network that I don't own either. They can't shut that down, though they'll try. And it doesn't even matter. There's a whole new network and a new system being built that I have nothing to do with. I'll just work for. So it's like I always, got backups and then backups. And I can always just, boom, get on an airplane instantly, huge studios, offers all over the place, whatever I want. But my family's here. I got to take care of my parents, so I can't, move to Florida. But it's all waiting. They're not going to stop anything. But they don't stop. They're like zombie forces. They just don't have brains. They just attack, attack, attack. That's actually their strength. But this will backfire on all of them. But I need your support. When I tell you that I'm maxed out, I am. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. There's only 5,000 of these. It's $79. They sell this dagger in stores for $100 all day long. How do we sell it for 70-something engraved with my signature in 1776? Because we bought 5,000 of them. And engraved in Arkansas, badass hard rubber olive green handle, black tactical blade, stainless steel, razor sharp, battle dagger, incredible high-tech sheath that, look, clips into, just snaps into. So easy access, but look at this. doesn't come out. This. I've had some other great daggers, but this is as good as it gets. 6-inch blade. Absolutely amazing. It'll defend you and your family, and it defends freedom when you fund this operation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Can't do it without you. And then we also have the new sale going for the methyl drive and the power plant that go together. And it would take an hour or more to get into each one of them and all the known super ingredients. Now it goes with methylene blue insanely. You take one of these, it gives you incredible clarity, focus, energy, and it's stronger than turbo force. That's saying a lot. You take two together, I can't even take it. This is insane. So be careful when you get it, because it's not a joke. And that sale for 50% off is the combo. The power drive combo, power plant, methyl drive combo, 50% off, limited time, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, say a prayer for the broadcast. Whatever you do, spread the word, share the article, share the videos. And, you know, if they come in this weekend with the sheriff's department or next week, whatever, just go to Real Alex Jones on X. They'll try to take that. They already have. But you'll see all the new websites and new things and new stuff announced there. And that itself is just a emergency backup system, podcasting studio, broadcast system, all that, satellite uplinks, everything, encoders, all the stuff. But there's a whole nother system being built that's as nice as this or nicer that I have nothing to do with other than I'm going to be the news director. And we'll sit back and be on the air 24 hours a day within a year. But we're already ratcheting up here. So in the face of these attacks, you notice I did, you know, a couple hours last night. And I'm going to start doing that basically every day. And I'm doing more interviews. I turned most of them down. I'm like, yeah, I'll take all those interviews. Because if their goal is to get me off the air, well, you get the opposite when you try to intimidate and bully and terrorize and stalk and harass me. I'm talking about the globalists that always hide behind the families. You're just saying the families. No, you. Paul Weiss Law Firm, already sanctioned by Trump, already admitted to criminal activity. All of you, you know it's you. You know who you are. And I pray to God that justice come upon you. And I don't call for any violence. It's not a veiled threat. No. Vengeance belongs to God. I pray to God that all of these people trying to destroy me and my family, that God show his face to them and move their heart to turn from their evil ways. You know, I said that prayer a couple days before the last receiver committed suicide, and I didn't pray for God to hurt him. I just remember saying a prayer because, you know, he was going to try to come into my life and do all these things to me and all the rest of it, and I just sat there and prayed one morning. I felt, you know, I used to pray for like a minute or two. I prayed for about almost an hour. Got on my knees, laid face down. Just felt driven to do that when I get really there in the dark, about 4 or 5 a.m. And I just prayed for my family. I prayed for the country. I prayed for the world. But I also just said a prayer. I said, God, please move to the heart of this person. You know, they know they've turned down all this money. They know they're just a tool to harass me. That's not what the law is really about. They know it's all a fraud. Please, God, move on his heart with the Holy Spirit. And I had no idea, and maybe it's just coincidence, I'm sure, that he killed himself 3 days later. Wow. The Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't know. But they normally publish it all when they do this to me, you know. News stories all the time. He'll be shut down. We're coming. This time they're like, woo, real quiet. No coverage. I mean, you think it'd be news. They dropped their hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions of dollars of claims yesterday. Or actually, no, Monday. We didn't learn until yesterday. So they dropped their claims. Normally, Bloomberg, in an hour, watches the filings. I mean, normally, the slightest thing, a mouse farts, in my case, Bloomberg front page. Zero coverage. Crickets. Because if the federal judge slaps them down, They don't want to be embarrassed again. But the difference is, and I'm not going to get into it all, the way they filed it and what they're doing is very aggressive. And long story short, this stuff's all on appeal. You've seen the mainstream, even Bloomberg said, looks like Jones is going to win the Texas appeal. The Court of Appeals signaled that. They're all Democrats. Imagine what's going to all Republicans. The judges were like, what? You found him civilly liable for stuff that wasn't even before the jury 2 weeks after the jury verdict when he was already found guilty by the judge? What? One thing for the judge to find him guilty of a show trial, but it's another thing to then 2 weeks later find him guilty of elder abuse to tack on $40-something million? Okay. And the lawyer goes, well, I don't care what you do because we got the Connecticut ruling going to shut him down and starts laughing at them. And then he runs out of the courtroom laughing down the hall like a witch or something. Even Bloomberg reported he was taunting me and laughing, just runs down. I'm just like, it's literal demonic manifestation. He's up there in front of the judge going, doesn't matter what you do, because we've got the Connecticut judgment and we're going to get him. And he's like wiggling back and forth in the chair or standing up. The dais and the judges are all, okay, hearing over. They all got up. I mean, imagine that. And now, they dropped their claims because we were keeping it in federal court, trying to even get them money, which we knew they'd never take. And I even offered them $75 million, that I've never made that much in my life. But I told my lawyers, they said, yeah, they'll do it for $75 million at mediation almost 2 years ago in Fort Worth. And I said, now watch, they're going to come back and say they want me to have a conference with them and control my speech. They go, how do you know that? I go, they've done it before. And they came back, they go, yeah, that's what they just said. I said, yeah. And they go, well, okay, you can still have your free speech. We want $90 million. And I said, I could never make that in 10 years. No. But I told my lawyers, I said, it doesn't matter. This is all a big game. And they go, how do you know that? And I said, I've already had this happen in Connecticut in a conference with them. Call Norm Pattis, he'll tell you. They called him, he said, yeah, it happened. And then I said, plus, before I got sued, I, up the chain, you know, above them, I went to D.C. and met with, you know, kingpins and their lawyers, and they said, we're going to do all this to you unless you come work for us. And I said, sorry, I can't do that. Soul's not for sale. So it's like they keep thinking, like, if they torture me or attack my family or, you know, do all this, then I'm going to go away and I'm going to shut up. But that's not how this works, ladies and gentlemen. Because, I mean, I can't back down. I can't be bought. I can't be intimidated. It just, it's not even courage. I can't do it. That was always my problem when some bigger bully started a fight with me. Sixth grade, I had kids that had flunked 3 grades, had mustaches. I went to private Christian school before. They put me in public school, sixth grade. Nice little kid. Here comes the bully, knocks me on the ground, sits on me, starts punching me in the face, and I just black out, get up, smash their head in the ground. They'd be in an ambulance. Then their other buddies would attack me. By the time a sixth grader put 3 or 4 kids in the hospital at the end of the year, the coaches are calling me and going, man, son, what, where, you have a killer instinct? Who taught you this stuff? What's going on? And then I had to fight their brothers after that and everything else. By the time I was 15, I was having to fight their convict 25-year-old brothers when they got out of jail because I put their little brother in a coma who was a state wrestling champion who for no reason did a pile driver on me. So I broke his trachea. I'm sorry. I just can't take it. And you attack me, I black out. And that's what happened with Trump. He's blacked out, folks. He's like a light bulb going on and off. When it goes on, it's even brighter, but then it goes dim. It's going vzz, vzz, and you did that to him. Because he doesn't quit. He's like me. He's like a lot of other people. And that's where we are. All right, look, I had Kirk Elliott coming on, but I got callers. I don't want to be rude to Kirk, but I can't make the callers wait. This is a big day anyways. I want to get him on about the economy and everything else. Just see if he can move to 1:30. I can do 30 minutes with him, and I'll go back to calls in the fourth hour. Plus, I got to cover the Sandy Hook stuff. I already said about it. I need to show you all the documents. I can't just talk about it. I got to show you. This is a special broadcast. This show in general, our guest, everything we've done, this crew. I'm so thankful to the crew. I couldn't do any of this without them. They're just amazing. I don't have words to describe what they put up with. This is a war zone. This is a real deal. But it's also a great opportunity to be on the leading edge of Renaissance and true resistance. So it's been a blessing, I think, overall for everybody, but though hard, in the black hole that is InfoWars, in, through, and beyond. Oh, they know they've taken that one step beyond. And I'm just so blessed for the audience of activists, because you're not an audience, you're men and women in the arena. And I'm so thankful to my family, but of course, God's number one. And, you know, I know Trump's a good man. And he's tired of being pushed around. He's tired of being set up. They got the Epstein files they had hidden over there. It was a time bomb. It was a setup. It's totally true. We know it's true. It's true. And now his response to it is he's done putting up with it. And instead of attacking the Democrats, he's attacking his constituents, which is extremely stupid. But I understand he's blacked out. I don't mean literally, but he's, you know. People started saying that about 6-8 months ago, even last year. They say, you know, Trump doesn't give a F. And it's true. And I'm not far along as he is, but I guarantee if I was 78 with her, he would, I'd be worse. Or I'd probably break. Just, you know, I wouldn't break and roll over. I'd probably have a heart attack or something. So Trump did save God. God did save Trump for a purpose. And God moves me to say we should pray for Trump. Talk about the things that are wrong. Talk about our concerns, but from a loving position, and realize that we are blessed to have Trump instead of the Democrats. And America would be in a total depression and total collapse if we didn't get Trump in there. And it's a great victory against the deep state, a great populist victory, having other victories around the world. So I'm very thankful overall. And I'm going to continue to call it like I see it. But at the end of the day, I've analyzed what's going on with Trump. And he believes he's in the right, and overall he is. And he's very indignant. He's very pissed off. And the corporate media is acting like we've had a divorce or anything. Well, we had to have been married to actually be divorced. No, we're not having a divorce. We're just simply having a family argument about what needs to be done. But at the end of the day, Trump's the captain. He's in charge. He's going to do what he's going to do. We'll be right back with your phone calls. So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on, paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting to ever get him to take it on air. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical at the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen, so please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get a
I think it's about the methylene blue.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.